when you can't see it anymore from where you're sitting. His own words seemed to be coming from far away now. He'd just have to hope that Patrick understood. The tongueless boy had taken out his pad, at least, and a freshly sharpened pencil. "That's my best protection," Roland's mind muttered as he stumbled back to his little pile of hides between the campfire and Ho Fat Too. "He won't fall asleep while he's drawing. Will he?" He hoped not, but supposed he didn't really know. And it didn't matter because he, Roland of Gilead, was going to sleep in any case. He'd done the best he could, and it would have to be enough. "An hour," he muttered, and his voice was far and wee in his own ears. "Wake me in an hour, when the star, when old mother goes behind." But Roland was unable to finish. He didn't even know what he was saying anymore. Exhaustion grabbed him and bore him swiftly away into dreamless sleep. 7. Mordred saw it all through the far-seeing glass eyes. His fever had soared, and in its bright flame his own exhaustion had at least temporarily departed. He watched with avid interest as the gunslinger woke the mute boy, the artist, and bullied him into helping him build up the fire. He watched, rooting for the mute to finish this chore and then go back to sleep before the gunslinger could stop him. That didn't happen, unfortunately. They had camped near a grove of dead cottonwoods, and Roland led the artist to the biggest tree. Here he pointed up at the sky. It was strewn with stars, but Mordred reckoned old white gunslinger Daddy was pointing to old mother because she was the brightest.